I wanted to be limited on a certain Nekud in Chanukah. It says in the Yalkut says like this. Mishenasa bias b'yerach bull is done a cheshvin. Nasa no yudis chaydish. If for 12 months it wasn't operative, I guess. But I call me malma shloima leima leib benoshel v'sheva who echa kishbach mashchinosa and so on. So v'chein atem moitim lechz hamishkan. Amar b'chanina b'kofei b'kislev nigmam lechz hamishkan. V'osu mekupel ad echad b'nissen. 25 days in Kislev the Mishkan finished, and it stayed packed until echad b'nissen. And so on. Where you saw Maula Moshe Leima Lama Leruka Miyad Shema Deifi Yiraboy, and they were saying, "Hey, how come it's not working?" Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chishev LaArev Simchas Hamishkan BeChodesh Shel VaYitzchok. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted it should be on the same month that Yitzchok was born, which is Nissan. So the Alkut says, "Me'ata Hifsid Kislev Shengu BaYamalacha." So Kislev came out lacking because that's when it was finished. I'm going to be Meshalim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back with Chanukas Chashmonai. It's a psik to Rav Kahn, a psik to Rav Bossi, and that's where it's from. So Chazal, the Yalkut is in Melachim Aleph Vav Remez Kuf Pei Dalet, and the Mokar is a psik to Rav Bossi on the Aftayra Vayichal. So it says like this. So there's something going on over here. The emes is the Mishkan. If you finish a chafei kislev, that's when you should have had the chanukah sabayit. That's when things should have got moved. There was an inyan to keep it till Yitzchak's month. Why? What's the inyan? Why Yitzchak dafka? Not clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it that way, but there's a chisaron in that kislev. It's lost out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, Chanukah is going to be mashlim it." So I mean, one of shach. So why then could you be mashed in it? The chaynet says, "My cheshvan also gashpach shamloi. My cheshvan also gashpach was going to pay back." It's very not clear. The Beit Midrash is gone already. So what does it mean? And cheshvan gashpach is going to. What's going to happen now? That part is gone. So you'll have to rebuild it. So have you rebuild it? We'll know then what month it was, what month it will be. In other words, the first time round we waited for Yitzchok Avram, and the second time round we were master. The whole Indian is needs a beer. Basically, I guess I put to conceptualize it a drop. There seems to be two halakim in the Hakamas Hamishkan and Hamikdash. There's a chalik of Binyan Abinyan, and there's a chalik of Chanuk Sabayis, the chelik of the Gemar Melacha. They should be synchronized. Miyashrus is, it should come together. There was a reason why it didn't come together, because he waited for Yitzchak, and also Lava Kashbar is going to be metakin it. Kashbar is going to be metakin that chisaron, that gap between Binyan and Hakama, or Binyan and Chanukah. And Chanukah is a harbinger of that type of tikkun. And we need to understand what the chisaron is, what the tikkun is, and so on and so forth. What the inyan is here. So let's be misalmic a little bit in the inyan. In the inyanim of kalim, the hagdoris of a kli finds itself in two places. It finds itself in Hilchus Kelim Fataris, finds itself also in Klei Mikdash and so on. Let's first be Oymer on a certain Nekuda in Kelim in Tyrus. The halacha is, there are certain types of materials. What determines a Kli, so there's one Perek in the Rambam, that different materials have different Agdoras of what they need to be Mekabel Tumah. There are seven that are mekabel tuma deraisa. There are some that are not mekabel tuma. There are some that are abon, and so on and so forth. That is a whole series of inyanim. There's a second din. and it's a Mishnah, ha'oisek kli kibul mikol makoim. If a person makes a kli kibul mikol makoim, in other words, he makes a kli kibul even if it's something that should normally not be makabel tumah, you makabel tumah bekol shem minat Torah. Ve'ein lekli kibul shiur. So the Rambam says that if a person makes a kli kibul, if a person makes a kli kibul, it's mekabel tumah, even if it should not have been mekabel tumah for other reasons. For instance, if you make a kli out of leather that was not worked out, in other words, normally leather, in order to have a shem or for tumah, you need to work it. The person just took leather right off the behemoth and made it. Or min ayar, alpish and ayam kabel tumah, or out of paper. Or miklipas harimoin, for egois. All of these are things that are so unworthy, so not choshev, that they should not be mekabel tumah. But if you make a kli kibul out of it, it's mekabel tumah. However, that's only things that last. Something that will fall apart is not mekabel tumah, and so on. So, we're oimer on an inyan that a kli is nimdat. You evaluate a kli by one of two things: the material the outside is made out of, and the teichen and the pnim inside. You know, it's to us it seems automatic. You maybe a kli is you pound the metal into a cup and that's a kli. You see, no, a fork is called a kli in halacha because it's a chashuv enough material, and even if it doesn't have a base kibul, and a base kibul, even if it doesn't have even if it does not have in itself a material, even if it's not made out of material that has any value, as long as the material will stay, meaning that the kli kibul is the kibul shabai is ready to stay, that's good. You find it expressed in Hilchos Tumah in another area. A kli of mateches and all the kelim also are mekabel tumah migavoi. If you touch the material, that's how it's mekabel tumah. If you dangle a sheretz on the inside, it's nothing. Kli cheres is the other way around. A kli cheres is mekabel tumah mitocho. If you dangle a sheretz inside it, the reason is because cheres is something that's really valueless. Cheres is an expression of something which really, the substance of the cheres itself, the material is really worth nothing. It's kli, the shem kli shaboy is mikoyach the toichen, and that is what gives it a shem kli. So we have a hagdara that a kli comes with a chutz, with a gav, and with a toich, and each one in itself could possibly give the shem kli. And for some inyanim, you need to have both. Kli eitz has to have a kli kibul in order to have a shem kli. It needs both the chutz and the toich. That is kelim, the way we understand it, in the way we see it in Tumah. In Kedusha, so the halacha is there's a shayla. The Gemara has a shayla zvachim. If you let's go a step before that. The halacha is clay kodesh on the kaddish things that you put inside it. If you put flour, or if you put yayin, and so on, a kli is mekadesh whatever is inside its kli kibul. The kedusha that something has, kelim have a kedusha's toich. The Gemara has a shaila. What about a sakin? A sakin, a knife, is it mekadesh? Because even though it has no toich in it, that's a good Gemara. Klaus a shaila in Zvachim. It's a menachis. Whether because it has no toich, is it mekadesh or not? There's because what's mekadesh the chayfetz inside it is the toich shaboy. The Gemara says it's a machloikis. if birutzei midos are kodesh or not. Birutzei midos is as follows: you have a kli of kodesh, and the flour inside it is higher than the kli itself. It's called a kodesh or birutzei midos. In other words, it's greater than the teich inside it. So the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says actually, nafkemina ef kelim amikadish mitoichon or not. Ef kelim amikadish, the Gemara says it depends whether or not. The Gemara has different possibilities, and the Gemara's mechalik in the end between lach and yovish. But the shaila is if the mikadish migabon or mitoichon. In other words, It could be that the content of the kli becomes kaddish, and the content is whatever the kli holds. And the shaila was when they were mekaddish it, were they mekaddish the lip of it also or not? If they're mekaddish the lip of it, then ki'ilu everything that it'll hold or not. That's the shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, so you understand that a kli can be mekaddish not only that which touches the metal, but anything that's contained, anything that's enclosed in the kli, the toich of the kli is also mekadesh. It's a very interesting Rambam. Again, the Gemara basically. I'm just saying it from the Rambam because it's easier to bring it from the Rambam. The Rambam brings like this. Hakapos. Akapis kairis shemekabon aminches mizrakish shemekabon madam ushakli shoris. They could have made it from any kli matchis. Vekulon miskatchin bimlachton. They all become kaddish with the melacha. Vimnishpuru mitoich oisam. Vimnishpuru, sorry, meitich oisam. If they became broken, you melt it down. Vaoisaisan kliacha, and you make another kli out of it. But the Kedusha does not leave it forever. So the Achrayim said, Chaznish says it, and others, it means that you need to be Mekadosh the Kli again. You need to be Mekadosh the Kli again. So, like this. The Ein Kedushasa Mistalekes is Mitzar Hilchas Hegdish, Mitzar Mi'ila, Mitzar all the Inyanim that are relevant in Kedushas a Kli by from Kloli. For the Kli to be Mekadish, it's Teich, that can only be if you Mekadish the Kli again. In other words, when you melted it, the metal stayed, the metal retained its Kedushas Kli, because in as much as, in other words, in Mi'ila is a Din Mitzad, the matter of it, mitzad the physical structure, mitzad the physical material, whereas the being mekadesh other things is totally in the toich shabai, and that toich itself needs, since it disappeared, you need to be mekadesh it again. Nafkemina, we always say v'dasu mechan chason, so it says if you do it Shalei Midas, you didn't realize what you're doing, and so on. Whatever, the nafkemina is prak nafkemina. But akoponim, the nekuda I want to see in the Rambam here is that when you talk about Kedusha's Kli, you're also being mafchen between two inyanim. The Kedusha of the material b'chutz, that Kedusha is nagea of a David Me'ila, and so on and so forth. And then the shaila of the Kedushas Pnim, which is whether it's Mekadesh, that's what you put inside, and so on and so forth. That's what you see in the world of Kedusha also. So we have, in the Musig of Kalim, we have two inyanim. We have a Kli is defined, or a Kli has a part, the outside material, and a Kli has the Beis Kibul Shaboy, the Toich Shaboy. And the toich is something which is which has its own kedusha. It can be mekadesh other things, and that has its own mahalach of it needs. You can lose that without losing the chitzonius and so on and so forth. That's a nekuda I want to put there. I want to go back to the Indian we spoke about before. We start with the Yalkut, explain it, and then add a Nakuda too. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was a Mokoyim in its Kloliyus, was a Mokoyim of Hashuras HaShchina, which means that it had a chutz, it needed walls. That was part of what makes it. The Rambam, when he defines the Beis HaMikdash, he defines the walls as part of it. It needed kelim. The whole Beis HaMikdash was kelim, and those kelim needed a teich. It needed the Mishkan itself had to be mushlam mitzad its chutz and mushlam mitzad its teich. What is the teich when you talk about in the kolalius of binyan of a Mishkan and so on and so forth? What's the inyan? The inyan of teich translates to mesiras nefesh. In other words, think about it. I have a menorah of gold. So the gold is the chutz of the kli. Where the gold is not is the teich of the kli. In other words, the teich of the kli is the makom where it's not. Where the gold ceases to be, that's where it can hold something else. The klal is that you can't have two things in one place at the same time. As much as the thing takes up place, it's not mekabel. Its kabbalah is where it's memayed itself, and that's where it serves as a kli kibul for something else. So you have the chutz is whatever you put in. The chutz are the things, let's call Melech HaMishkan, the Chochma, the Nedivus Lev, all of the aspects of Midas Tevis that go into it, that's the chutz. The Panim is, the definition, a corollary of that, in human terms, is Mesiras Nefesh. What Yitzchak did was the chutz. What Yitzchak was ready to be, to completely obliviate himself, that's the teich. So the Baal Habinyan of Mishkan, Mitzad Chutz, is Bezalel and Moshe. The epitome of Mesiras Nefesh is Yitzchak. The Tzim Emayit Atzmecha, the Mokom that the place where a person does not exist, that's Mesiras Nefesh, and that's where Yitzchak was, and that's where and that's why the Mishkan needed to have the chutz, and it needed to have the pnim. The chutz was finished. Had Klal Yisrael ben Zeicha, or maybe it's Mitzvah to be like that, then the Toich would have come ayadei the same person that does the Pnim would have come ayadei the same person as the Toich. It was two separate inyanim. There was the Gemara Chutz, and that was Bezalel and Moshe, and then there was the Yerach of Yitzchak, which was the Pnim. Yitzchak, it says, his Aveda was that the Beiris, that the Plishtim made, that the Plishtim was Soisim. Avram made Beiris. The Plishtim was Soisim. Yitzchak took out the stimas of the Beiris. In other words, Yitzchak created the Toich that had become filled up with the Plishtim filled up. He took out. In other words, Yitzchak's Mida is a Mida that takes out that carves out a Toich out of it. Mr. Snefesh in the Torah. Sorry? Wait, we'll go with the Kasidra. Let's build the first day outside and then we'll get the inside. the menorah as such.
Why is
Mr. Snefesh
not the person?
Mr. Snefesh is where it's where the person obviates himself.
But that's the ultimate person. Is giving up of the person.
But that's something that's not easy to understand. Where a person, let's say a person is gung-ho to do X, and someone tells him, for the Tohelas HaInyan, don't do it. That's where the person shows himself, there's something bigger than me that is going to, I'm making way for something. You know, it's something that, it's a very, Mr. Snefesh is the hardest thing for a person, because existing and being and doing is innate to what a person feels he is. For me to step back and to not do something, because, then I become a kibble muscle. Let's take a simple example. I'm a vatel my das, for I hear a psak from a gadol, and even though I don't understand it, but I say, a Talmud to a Rav, the relationship is at the place where he says, I wouldn't think of it that way, but I'm being mekablet. So where I bend myself, that's the place that becomes the kibble for the other. And it's all across the board. The menorah is a very interesting kli. The menorah, lighting the menorah is kosher even with a zar. Making the kli kibble, the hatavas haneiros, not clear, the machlokes in Rishonim, whether it's only the oil and the wicks, or the cleaning out the dish also goes into it, but it makes no difference. The creating the toich is the melacha, is avoda, and that requires kain dafka. So menorah is taka, an inyan of it's a kli that's very appropriate for that inyan. Kiddush Hashem in the Torah is called v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. In other words, it first of all requires 10 Jews in on the oifin of v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, on the oifin that it's that the mechayev is the faheser shaboy, and it, 10 Jews form a toich of Yisrael. The shchinta is shayev be'asara, which means 10 people form, and they could be 10 inferior people. They, you know, 9 gedol ador versus 10 tailors. The 10 tailors are minyan, and they can say nikadesh Hashem chol ba'ilam, and they can say domshu b'kedusha, and there's a chitu meis nefesh. 9 big chashuv gedol ador, very nice, but you can have a knesset gedola, but you can't have a minyan. It doesn't allow itself for that, because we're not talking about the chshivas of the chlokim on the outside. The Ignashti of Yisrael is where Klai Yisrael forms a cholol that can be filled by Shechina. And that, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, is 10, and that's the oifin that it happens. So the Kedusha of Toich and the Kedusha of Migabov are two separate Kedushas. One was made in Kislev, one was made in Nissan by Yitzhak Avinu, and we needed to bring the two together in order to be mashal the bias and so on. I want to go one half step further. The musig of toich, we gave a mashal of a kli and it has walls. The halacha is, for a mikveh to be posel shuvin, you need a kli with the walls around it. It needs to have levazas in all around it. It needs to be a completely enclosed kli in order to be called a kli kibble, and that would give it a din shuvin and so on. There's one thing. There's one kli in the base of Migdash that even though it doesn't have walls, but it has a toich, and that's the mizbeach. It says by Shlomo HaMelech that the day that he built the Beis HaMikdash, he was mekadesh the toich hachotza. There were too many karbanis, and it was mekadesh toich hachotza. It's a machloikis whether it meant he built another mizbeach, or the pshat that's taken as the more pashut pshat is the entire ritzpah of the Azara became a mizbeach. It became a toich. So even though the ritzpah already had kedusha, there was kedushas amikdash on the ritzpah. Everything in the Beis Hamikdash had kedusha. The avodim were kodesh, but it didn't have a kedushas toich. Shlomo HaMelech gave all the avodim a kedushas toich, and the entire ritzpah. So b'meila you could bring a carbon on all of it. The reason why he could do it is because the Mizbeach itself is a... the Mizbeach itself has Kedushas Toich, despite the fact that it doesn't really have walls. A Mizbeach Mekadesh is the halacha a very similar... I mean, it in more parallels it to the din of Kalim being Mekadesh, what's on it. The Mizbeach Mekadesh, anything that comes onto the Mizbeach is becomes part of Kedushas Mizbeach. So if it becomes possible, it's in Olah LaYerdu. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that which comes on it. Mizbeach is a kli. Because of the nature of what you do with a Mizbeach, it's something where you destroy what's in it. In other words, Afreit by Yitzchak, the ultimate of his Mesiras Nefesh is that Afro is Tomun Munach Tachas Kisei HaKavod. So that Metzias of Eifa is the ultimate Kli Kibul, and that's why in a Mizbeach is Be'etzim a Kli Kibul for... It's a Kli Kibul mitzad its nature. You can create a Toich even though mechanically you didn't create the Toich from anything around it. So let's sum up, and then so Al Kaponim. We were aimed at this Nikuda of Chazal told us that Ketushas HaMishkan and HaMikdash had two steps in it, and it was seen as a Chisarin. One step was when Moshe Bitzal built it, and it's Hakama, and it's Ashra Shechina, maybe that's the right word, Ashra Shechina, happened in the time when, through Yitzchak, through the month of Yitzchak. The Beis HaMikdash was also like that. Beis HaMikdash had a Zman of Ashlama, and a Zman when it waited to Ashra Shechina. It's a Chisaron. Any time you have a gap between what should have come together and you split it, you always have a mokum for something bad to get into it. It's a chisaron if you finish something and it's not, it's like a building, lamashal, let's take a very crude mashal. You know very well, if you finish building a building and nobody moves in for a year, the building looks a lot worse at the end of the year than it did before. It's not a good arrangement. It's a kilkul. That the Zman of Gemar Chutz and the Zman of the Hashras Pnim should be apart. But there was no Eitzah. It wasn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and we showed in Tumas Kalim, and we showed in Kedushas Kalim, that the two things, that there's Chutz and there's Toich, and each one has its own Hagdaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for a time that to be metakin that. Lasid Lavai, that will be metakin. But there was a time when the Asiyas HaMishkan and Asiyas HaMikdash came together with Mesiras Nefesh. In other words, the people who built the Beis HaMikdash the second time, the people who built it the first time round were Gdolim in Chochma and Gdolim in Avodah and Gevaldike Zachen. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, Betzal, I mean, Ein Lecha Gadol Mizeh, Shleim HaMelech. But they weren't able to be Metzaref, the Nekuda of Mesiras Nefesh to it. There wasn't a Shleimus of Mesiras Nefesh. And that created a kilkul that eventually led to its destruction. Chanukah was the time when there's a Me'ein of the Gemar Avoda of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, was through Mesiras Nefesh. There's a very, very moving Yiratzin, you say, from the Bnei Yisachar, I mean, Nusach Sfad didn't say it, the Faneris. And the main point that he makes is that the Chashmonoim, Asheherom, Nafsham, Lomus, they were ready to go on Kiddush Hashem. They weren't anticipating any victory. Nisim were longer things in the past, and they basically were anticipating giving up their lives. So the people that were metaher the Mikdash physically and made it Roy Laveda did it with Mesiras Nefesh. And it was a ha'ara of a Zman Lasid Lavoi when things will also be Lasid Lovay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mashlamit with that oifen as well. The Yevonim were mishakits to Avni Mizbeach specifically. The Mizbeach was the mokrim where the sharpest contrast between Toich and Chutz existed. L'chura mitzad the klisha by there's no Toich. It's all Chutz, just a platter kilo. And the Mesiris Nev, the Avoida Shaboy creates a Toich. Klal Yisrael made Klal Yisrael was that was mishapetz that by the fact that they were makriv themselves, they brought back the kedusha to the mizbeach that was missing. The Avni Yavu was mishakets the Avni mizbeach, and Klal Yisrael was mitakeit. And that's the hemshich for Lasid Lovay. It's something I guess. People in Kli Kodesh, in Avodas HaKodesh, we look at it as two separate things usually. We look at it as there are things we have to do, and you have to use work and seichel and this and that, and we're teaching and this and so on and so forth. Whatever good in Yanam you do, and occasionally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use the expression, throws a curveball, and you need to do Mesiras Nefesh. Also, it's hard and it's difficult. It's Agnes Nefesh, financial, or whatever. Sometimes there's a price to pay for it also. And we look at it as a Tosefes, a nice Tosefes to the Inyan. The truth is that what you really accomplish, the kli kibul of what you've done is totally with the Mesiras Nefesh Shabbai. A pa'ula that you did is nice. Mesiras Nefesh makes it a makom hashras hashchina. And Mesiras Nefesh, anything which requires a person has to raise money, and it's embarrassing, and he has to be mimed himself. He has to knock on somebody's door and put himself in an unpleasant situation. A person needs to go live on the snefesh. A person needs to try to get something across to somebody. It's not going. A lot of we find him without getting killed. But the main point is, it requires a person to lose some sense of self. A person loses some sense of self. That's Mesiras Nefesh. The reason why, as I pointed out before, the reason, it's a paradox. But for the person that has himself as a kli, for something else, it's where the person is not that the teichin really comes up. Let's give an example. I guess in a sort of crack way. If I'm teaching Talmidim, a class of kids, the best way for the kid to learn is where I coax him so that the kid thinks he said the svara, he has the kasha, he chapped the gemara himself. At the end of the day, if I teach in a way where the kid declares that he did everything, that's where I'm most successful. When the kid is not makir, that I'm the one who, I didn't hear a shir from the Rebbe who told me this is this. But, I chapped this. And what did the Rebbe do? I'm not sure exactly, but all I know is I went into shir not knowing and I came out knowing it. But it was me, I figured it out. That's the ultimate where a person is a kli for the other. It's a very, very, it's paradoxical almost, but it's emes. A person does, for kvot shemayim, in as much as it's pinned as my great success, that's not Kvod Shemayim. If I succeeded in doing great Kvod Shemayim, then it's not Kvod Shemayim, it's Kvod me, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Eicha Timtza. Where, like it says in Koheles, that there was an Ish Chacham that Milka Sa'ir, and nobody else remembered the Ish Chacham, that's when it's Kvod Shemayim. You want to do something good, but somebody else will get the credit for it. But you can do it in a way where it'll be matzliach, provided someone gets credit for it. 101 echitintzes. That is, when a person, every pu'ula that a person does that requires a certain hismaitus of himself, that's a pu'ula shlema. That's a pu'ula that doesn't carry the chisaron of the nituk between chutz and teich. And Chanukah is the beginning of it. When you build the Beis HaMikdash, there was a nice, famous Eisel Chazanish, some of you have heard it, but it's tonight Chazir over. When they dedicated Panovich, when they started, when they made the Chanukah, the Hanukkah of Pina Panovich, the Panovich of Rav was a broken, shattered man. He'd lost everything, and with a spade they dug a little sand, and he cried as he was digging the sand, because he basically was a destitute person dreaming an impossible dream. When he laid the Evan Apina for Grodna, he had been already successful, and the yeshiva was standing, and he was expanding his empire, and they had L'chaim, and fancy people came, and so on and so forth. I think the Chaznish was the one who was there, I believe so, and he said, you know, when you lay in Evan Pina with tears of a sense of helplessness, of Hashem Lishma bias, then we have Aftacha Bazerim B'dima V'rini Yekzeru. If you lay in Evan Pina with Mashka and with L'chaim and Mazel Tov, no, it's nice. But the accomplishments are in those things that a person has to be makriv. Chanukah was the first time when we built the Mishkan through Akrava. We built the Mikdash through Akrava. And that's a harbinger that there'll come a time when it'll come, the Beis HaMikdash will rise through Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh and the Binyan, the Be'esh, Itzat, the Be'esh HaTaz Loisa will come, Hainu Hach, it'll come, Gitter Boy Kechadik. That's a Shleimus Tehu Binyan. And that's the Oz Egmar Beshir Mizmor Chanukah Mizbeach. The Kedushas Mizbeach is Mekadosh Toich, completely mitzad the Pnim Shabai. Kalim create the Pnim with the walls around it. Mizbeach creates the Pnim Kolkulim mitzad Akrava. Physically, there's no Pnim, but it's called Toich HaChotza because the Oifi of the Mizbeach is the fact that it's a mock makrova, and the middle it's kolkule teich. Chanukah is the sheirish of it, and we should see that the binyan mizbeach that comes through Mesiras Nefesh should be hakim lanu be'karav mamish. Yes. Yeah.
But the Shekhinah wasn't sure.